Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We need to rebalance our federal government. And this right here, what we're seeing, is an example of a federal government that has gone out of balance. When the President of the United States gets upset because Congress wants to be involved in the future of our relationship with our most important ally, really our only serious democratic ally in the Middle East, then there's something glaringly wrong, and we need to take notice of it.
So sobering. Well, tell me this. Do you think that Israel's lost the backing of the Democratic Party? I mean, is it at that point?
No, I don't think so. And my hope is that we actually, because of this, we'll see a little bit more balance. I think that Prime Minister Netanyahu called President Obama's bluff on this. I think President Obama thought that Prime Minister Netanyahu would back down when he put pressure on him. Netanyahu said, though I respect, and I appreciate how Netanyahu gave his speech, because he started out giving all kinds of praise to President Obama for all the ways that he has helped Israel in the past. And that is proper and that is right. And, to whom respect is given, it should be given. And so that was good. But Obama put a lot of pressure, and the Democrats put a lot of pressure on Prime Minister Netanyahu. But he said, listen, the survival of my country is more important to me than my political standing and even the relationship that I have with the United States. And so he came and gave this speech in what I think will be considered, historically as one of the great moments of political bravery. And, commentators that I have heard talk about it have said this is a Churchillian moment, where just like Neville Chamberlain, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, tried to appease the Nazis, and Winston Churchill, he understood. He saw right through what Adolf Hitler and the Nazis were doing, and he didn't appease. He stood firm. And I think that we're seeing the same thing happening here, that Netanyahu sees right through radical Islam. He sees right through the motives of the leaders in Iran. And he stood up like Churchill and said, we're going to fight them on the beaches. We're going to fight them on the streets. We'll never, never, never surrender. And there were a lot of Democrats that did attend, even though there were a lot of Democrats that did not attend. But in the long run, I think that this will actually, my opinion is that the American people can see through what has happened here as a whole, and it will actually strengthen our relationship with Israel in the long run.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.